without taking much time, I'll go straight to the Word of God.
Amen.
And let the Holy Spirit minister to us. I can never thank Pastor Clay and his wife and the whole church enough for their love, for their show of love all the time. And I thank my friends, my awesome friends who are here and co-prayer ministry, ministers with me. Thank you for the word.
Amen.
That is the passage that I have.
Yeah.
It's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. He read it. He didn't know my passage, but he read it. Now, what further proof?
Yeah.
Than to say that the Lord is here.
Amen.
First things first. The devil is an interloper. He comes where he's not invited. So the first order of business is to show him the way out of here.
Amen.
Devil, you hear me. You see us. You know that you are not invited here. So get out of this house in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And get out of our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's all about you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come, Holy Spirit. Because this is your dispensation. Come strong. Come like a mighty wind. Come with the cloving tongues of fire. Come with your power. Come in your own special way. Every man, every woman, every child, every boy, every girl here is yours today. Come. And breakthrough in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's here.
Amen.
I will be the first person to admit to you that I am the least qualified person to be standing here before you to be speaking. But I have He who is more than qualified.
Amen.
I have He who is the author of the universe, who holds the world in his hands, to whom you have come this morning, and he's going to minister to your needs.
Amen.
If I pause, it's because I want the Holy Spirit to do his work. I'm not going to be in the way of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to get out of the way and let him do his job. As I was asking the Holy Spirit, what is the deal? What would you want me to speak to your people? In the revelation, I got the word power. Power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Now he asked me, why power? He says, because there is conflict, there is challenge, and we need the power of the Holy Spirit to break through. We need to operate from the position of rest,
right,
rather than operating from the position of sweat.
Right, that's good.
If you rely on the Holy Spirit, and you yield to him, he will break every stronghold of your life. Is it sickness? Is it poverty? Is it fear? Is it addiction? Whatever it is, he's here. Like the Apostle Paul. And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. He did not come with eloquence, with beauty of words, with perfect speech. But he came in the manifest show or display of the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is how I have come to you this morning.
Amen.
And I speak to all the situations and circumstances in your life this morning to take a bow in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And furthermore, the Holy Spirit told me there is conflict because we have an adversary. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life, and to give us life more abundantly.
Amen.
And I release the grace of that abundance of life that Jesus gives into your life this morning. I release it upon your life in Jesus' name. His bread of life has come upon you today. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And further, I'm just a delivery man. I'm keeping to my script because the Holy Spirit already showed me what I'm going to say. I don't want to deviate. And if I may just let you know, the pastor said Tuesdays is day of prayer. I come here to pray with them on Tuesday. I see and feel the presence of God here every week. She leads the prayer. 2 weeks ago, I have told some of my friends, we came here. The power of God was so strong. The Holy Spirit broke us. Everybody was speaking in tongues and everybody was prophesying. I just advise you, if you are in this church or you are within, please, Tuesday prayers, if you have the time, please come. You will not regret it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. He has the power to destroy every force, every structure, every boundaries, every delays, every obstacles, despair, disease and sicknesses, anxiety, addictions, habits, every wounds and traumas, fears, worries, every lack and needs, every strife, bitterness. He has the power to break them, and he's here to do that today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, on Thursday, the 18th, day of this year, January 18th, at 2:55 a.m., the Holy Spirit woke me up. He does that to me all the time, even when I go to bed. 1 a.m., 12 midnight. In a couple hours, he wakes me up. He starts talking to me. I start to write. He says, this is for Pastor Clay. I haven't told him. This is the word I got for you. Honor, grace, recognition, and influence will never depart from your life and from your household in Jesus' name. I release that upon you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And that was not the end. I want to read. This place will be a little messy. I write as the Spirit of God leads me. Now he said, I am your present help in time of need. That is the message for the whole church.
Amen.
God says he is your present help in time of need. Now he told me to give some examples of things that he has done. dad came to God because of what God did in his life. That is the testimony God, that is one of the testimonies God wants me to give. In Africa, at that time, there is no weather forecast. This is a very long time ago, before I was born, I think, or maybe I was just an infant. My dad dug a well, and they did everything. They dug the well, they did everything. Nobody knew how the weather was going to look like. And after that, there was a big cloud. The rain was going to fall. My mom was already in the church because her dad and her mom were already Christians. This is a long time ago. Then my mom, with faith, says, "My God will take care of this well and this rain will not fall." So a guy who was there within the community said, "There is no God that can stop this rain today." You see, that was a challenge. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are here. I told you, it's not by power, not by might. I rely on the Holy Spirit. A lot of message has been given through this word of prophecy. I rely on him. And I know that he's dispensing his blessings. He's dispensing his favors to you now, even where you are seated. Whatever need that you have in your life, because this is the area he wants to deal with us today. He deals with us in specific and different areas. But today, he wants to come and show his power and might to minister to your needs, to bring breakthroughs in your life. And I call this to vest now, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm out of the equation. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. His power is here. Now, that rain that was going to fall subsided. There was no more rain. And the well was fine. Now, the sun started to shine. That was how my dad got converted. He needed that help in a time of need. Is there a need, a pressing need in your life today? And he gave me the word, "I am your exceeding great reward." He says, "The wells of blessings are flowing again. Every stream of your life is become a tidal wave of blessing. And his blessings are gushing out to you. Every rock and debris that have covered your wells, they are crushed and they are removed so that your wells will flow in abundance. Every barrier, every boundary, every limitations and hindrances, they are dissolved and removed in Jesus' name." I release that to you this morning. This is the word of the Lord. Now, I went back to bed again. At 3:33, good night, he wakes me up. And I looked at the time, 3:33. That is not the first time I'm waking up at 3:33. Something comes upon my mind. Jeremiah 33:3. "Call upon me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that you do not know." Because of that, God's compassion and extreme generosity is upon you. And because of what the house is doing today, because of what the pastor is doing today, all the collections from this house, they are going to bless another house or some other houses. I declare that there be a release of God's extreme anointing of generosity.
Yeah.
That your treasure house will be full.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Your process will be full. Your barn houses will be full. Because our God is the great provider. He's here to provide for you today. In Jesus' name. Amen. A couple years ago, I was in Nashville, Tennessee, attending a meeting. In the fall of 2015, a brother in the Lord, is a friend of mine, he called me up. His liver, they had detected some spots in his liver, some growth in his liver. And he had to go to the doctor for test. You know how it goes. I still have the message. According to him, he said he was consumed with fear. And I sent back a reply to him. I said, do not be consumed by fear. Rather, be consumed by the word of God. Be consumed by the presence of God. And your reliance on the presence of God will weary your enemies.
Amen.
Now he sent me the message. Message is back and forth. Said the word that I have spoken to him had given him consolation. To cut the long story short, the next day they went to do the test. The whole time I'm praying, he sends me the test message. Benign.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
Now, 2016, I was ministering in a Spanish group, to a Spanish group. This big guy, the power of God was strong. I asked him, what would you like us to pray about? What do you want me to pray about? Said, God does a lot of healings. I have to remember which is which. It was cancer of the brain. And something touched me. Something moved me. I knew that wasn't me. That was the Spirit of God. That was a groan in the Spirit. I laid hand on him. And he went down by the power of God. He's a huge, very huge guy. He and his wife. And the Spirit of God convinced me, go down and lay hand on him. I did that. In a few months, now the guy is healed. He lives in New London. He's local. God wants me to share testimonies with you. Now they found that lady. About 2 or 3 years ago, she was on kidney dialysis and her case was terminal. A friend of mine who comes to pray with us is the mother-in-law of his son. She came to the prayer meeting it was a Friday, and the family came without many people, and then she sat down on a spot, on a chair. And I told her, that very spot you just sat down on, somebody that sat there exactly 1 week before had cancer and was healed. But I know that the anointing is all over. Now, she sat down there, we prayed, we anointed her, we laid hand on her. The next couple of days, she went to the hospital, Lawrence and Memorial Hospital. The doctor said they don't know what happened. Till today, she's healed.
Amen. Amen.
I can keep going.
Yeah.
In March of 2017, now we're in 2018, I was going to go for surgery in my eyes. I was cool with that. I have no problem with that. Everything was done. The paperwork and everything was done. So at the last minute, a friend of mine told me, see this doctor who took care of her husband and also took care of my friend's surgery. He's a very good doctor. So I went to see him. The whole time, like they already knew the outcome. They even had no faith. Than me. I was ready for the surgery. They were waiting to hear the news. The doctor did all the tests. The first thing he said, if he fumed, who said you need surgery? He was mad. He was upset. Forget surgery. This is the first thing first, forget surgery. Then in my mind, I said, you are right. The other doctor was right. I know what happened in the interval. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit changed the equation. So I told everybody was happy. That is me. And after the pressure, the doctor was trying to calm down, to reduce the pressure. So I told Brother Kev, now let's pray for the pressure to go down. I think it was this room or in the prayer room, the other place. Blah 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 blah. He says, I don't see nothing. I said, nothing? You say nothing? I agree with you, it's nothing. I went back to the doctor, they did the test. The doctor said, yes. The pressure came under control. Calm down. Why? Because when we speak, and what we speak lines up with the word of God, the words that we speak carries the fragrance of the throne room of God. Amen. And the angels of God swap into action to execute it. Because that is the will of God. Because Jesus died and paid the price. And the price that Jesus paid is an awesome price. Yeah. And the price he has paid for you is here for you to redeem the benefit of that price today.
Amen.
Now, there was this church, they were going through some financial stress. About 2015. Now, in the church, I said, now the house of God, there must be no lack in the house of God because it's our provider. The Spirit of God moved me. Now a couple people stood up and made pledges. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit led me to a few people, not even in that church. The first guy I called, he was on vacation. I called him. He said he's on vacation with his family. I said, I call you because the Holy Spirit says I should call you. There's a church in need. And a couple people have made some pledges. The Spirit of God says, call you. He says, Wilbur, you tell me the Holy Spirit spoke to you, I believe you. How much do you want? When I come back from vacation, I'll bring the check. Now I drove to some other guy. The Holy Spirit gave me people to go to. We hadn't spoken in a long time. I drove to his house. I said, the Spirit of God laid it in my heart to come to you. The church needs money, and he wants you to do something. Some couple people have made pledges. He said, oh, that's why I had extra money in my account. He rewrote the check. He gave it to me, to the church. Now, some other guy, I called him up. Same day or a day or two interval. I said, Bob, the Holy Spirit said I should call you because the church needs money. It's not my local church, it's some other church. How much do you want? Do you want it now? When do you want it? I said, this is how much other people have given. It's your call. I was in a program when I called him. He left his house, he wrote a check, he came to wait behind, and he gave me the check. Then after that, some few days later, the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation. Go to the pastor and the secretary. Tell them that God is going to lay some people in their heart and they should call those people. Say exactly what I said. I drove to the church. I told the pastor was there, the secretary was there. I told them this is what the Spirit of God said. I think the next day, the secretary sent a text message to me. They spoke to somebody in a distant state, and that person sent them $10,000. And that church secretary, she's right here.
True story.
So the things that God is doing, many of them, they are local. They are not fables.
That's right.
To raise your faith, your level of faith, to know that God is here.
Amen.
Last 2016, my mom was with me. Many of my prayer partners, they met my mom. My mom is a prayer warrior. She lay hand on the sick will recover. We are nine siblings of the same parents, and we are all in the Lord. Now my mom was sick. She was in the hospital, Lawrence and Memorial. The whole time I'm the one. I stay with my mom. I stayed there the whole time. At night I sit on the chair. Then in the morning, my wife will come so that I will go home, take a shower, change just for a couple hours, and come back. On the fourth night, you know, that's my mom. I was tired. I was so much involved. But the last night, my senses came to me. I said, tonight, the Holy Spirit must relocate to this hospital. And this Kuraba Shiraba Karaba Murobo Sheriraba Kuribo Shikiri Irilabata Kurubo Bori Irila Makarobo Sherikabala Kenderobo Rakakurubo Shirala Kakuru Bori Rakaki Iri Murukaka Kurubo Marula Kasakara Baburu Murubo Rira Kandara Baburu. I want to thank Pastor Clay again for his openness to the move of the Spirit. Some people, they want to dignify the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit don't need you to dignify him. Pastor Clay always telling me, go ahead. He's even urging me more to be open up to the Holy Spirit. And last week, the other week he was saying how he wants the children to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the word of the Lord. That is the promise of God. We should be open to it. Romans 8, if you read Romans chapter 8, verse 26, 27, 28, the essence of the Holy Spirit is that we are weak, what the Bible called infirmities. We sometimes do not know how to pray right, and what things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit, He is God, He knows the mind of God. And when we open up to Him, He leads us and He directs our prayers. So those salient things that we need, the Holy Spirit will guide us. He will lead us in prayer. And those needs will be met.
Amen.
And your needs are met today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So on the fourth night, I called a friend of mine. I said, come and meet me in the hospital. My mom had the fix dripping in her body. She can't talk. She's in bed. My friend was there. I said, tonight, Holy Spirit, come. And tomorrow, my mom will go home. The condition that she was in did not warrant her going home. The next day, my friend was there as the witness, my prayer partner. Now in the morning, the same way, my wife came, I went to change. Then after a couple hours, I called her to tell her that I was coming to the hospital. Now she tells me, the doctor says your mom can go home. Now what happened within the 2 hours? Somebody who was in bed, who could not talk, she told me, they took it out, the doctor spoke to her, she spoke, my mom walked about. They gave her food, she ate. And I went back to the hospital, me and my daughter. That's my daughter. Did you see gorgeous? We went and we brought my mom home. That was the end of the story. Because our God is not a terminal God. If you are going through any stress or disease or ailment or pain today, because our God is not a terminal God, our God is the God who has life, who brings life into your situations, and your life is rekindled and your life has a new breath of life, I declare that that is what you get today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, one day I went to the hospital, the Lawrence Memorial. This guy was sick. He's in bed. For many days, he had not spoken. And the doctor, the cardiologist, the big doctor, comes and is asking me questions about the guy's personal information. It's like I'm saying, this guy is in his 80s. It's like in my mind, I'm saying, do we even look alike? Do I look like a family member? But that is God. In her own mind, the cardiologist is a woman. In her own mind, I'm family. Now I started to pray. I said, Holy Spirit, come down today in this hospital. Do what you do very well. Inject life into this man that he will get up. Now, the guy gets up, he tells me, you are an encourager. Now he started telling me stories about his parents who went to Africa, who ministered in Africa. This is a guy who was bedridden, could not eat. Now he says, I want my sandwich. I went to the nurses, he wants his sandwich. 5 minutes, I want my sandwich. That is the power of the living God. Amen. That is the power of the Most High God. This morning, he's here. Thank you, Lord. We serve a living God. In Acts 19, Paul went to Ephesus, and he saw the believers there. They were great people. But he knew that they needed to have an infusion of power. That is why we need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, you are fine. You are going to the kingdom of God. But you need the infusion of power to be able to wade through the storms of life. The storms of life and the kitchen sink that the devil throws at you, you need that extra reinforcement of power to be able to repel them. And that is what the Holy Spirit does. And he's here today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. I was invited to this wedding to say a prayer. It was a big, big wedding by the seaside. Big people. What do I have to offer? What I have to offer is what I'm going to give. The story of my life is the Holy Spirit. I said, I hope I don't ruin their wedding. So when they invited me to speak, I said, come, Holy Spirit. And you could feel the chill in the atmosphere. I said, come again, more. Now, after the prayer, everybody kept coming to me. Yes, we were waiting. When are we going to hear that? Now, the other lady who was there, she's a nurse. She said she felt the Holy Spirit. I said, did you? She said, yes, you called him and he came and I felt him. Testimonies were coming all over. In every situation, Christ is there. He's the bedrock. I also went to a funeral to speak. I was invited to speak. Even in that situation, in death, the Holy Spirit is there. I invited him. And people who were crying and mourning, they started to celebrate life.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he was dead, yet he shall live. It's not just a story. It's not a fable. It's real.
Amen.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
The way you relate with it, that is how it's going to be. Now, at night, sometimes when I'm worshiping God, I wake up, I want to invite his presence. I lift up a song of worship. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, I'll praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, I'll praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Yeah, the power of God comes down. In my living room, I have a friend of mine who used to come and pray with me. There's a place in my living room, he calls that the zone of anointing. The presence of God is there. And if I'm in any situation and I want to mock the devil so that he will run away, even if I'm in distress, I will celebrate and rejoice. And that situation will line up with joy, with rejoicing.
Amen.
Have joy like a river. Joy like a river. Have joy like a river. In my soul, I've joy like a river, joy like a river, I've joy like a river in my soul, I've joy like a river, joy like a river, I've joy like a river in my soul, I've joy like a river, joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. That is the power of the living God. When you celebrate like that, it sends the devil to run helter-skelter. He runs away from you because the devil recognizes you. He knows you. You know the seven sons of Sceva, when they tried to imitate the power of Jesus that Paul was using, the demonic said, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. But who are you? I want you to know that the demonic, they know you. The demonic, they know me. They know that we are children of the Most High God.
Amen.
That we are under the cover of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That the blood of Jesus is covering us. And because of that, that's a warning sign to them to back away from us.
Amen.
To leave your families alone, because you are bought with a price. And that is the message that I have brought to you this morning.
Amen.
Because the presence of God is here.
Amen.
And this morning I declare provision and blessing over your lives. And anything that was proposed against you to diminish the provisions and blessings of God from coming to you, I declare that it's null and void in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The blessings of God, they are yours this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you are in need of healing, the power of God is here this morning to heal you in Jesus' name. I speak to every cyst, to every disease, to every disorder in your life, in your body, to annihilate, to be gone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus wants us to live in wholeness,
amen,
in divine health. If you are sick, even though your sickness was terminal, we serve a God that is not terminal. I declare that terminal condition is reversed because Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
Now, on Christmas Eve, you will recall that me and my family, we worship here. As I was driving, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Do not fight with the facts. Speak the truth of God's word to the facts, and the facts will give in. That's not my word. So what are the facts? That there is pain here is a fact. That this place hurts is a fact. That there is hurt here is a fact. We don't dispute the facts. But we speak the truth of God's word over that fact, because the truth of God's word supersedes the facts. And what is the truth of God's word? By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed.
Amen.
That is what we do.
Amen.
Now, in December, there's a woman in our church. She comes to the prayer meeting also. She's been having some problem in her shoulder. And she was going to go for surgery. I bought a card. We signed the card with Gateway card. And we are praying. Now, I got a word of the Lord. The Holy Spirit told me, pray for her that she does not have the surgery. This is December, towards Christmas time. I said, I don't know if that is me or if that is the Holy Spirit. I remember very well, the Target store in Waterford. That's where I was. I called her from there to ask her if she had received the card. But the message, I didn't have enough courage to say the Holy Spirit said that surgery will not take place. But after that, the Spirit of God will not leave me alone. He said, you have not performed your commission. You have not done your commission. I could not help it anymore. During the prayer meeting, in the presence of everybody there, I called her, put her on speakerphone. I said, everybody listen. The Holy Spirit says, I called her, I said, the Holy Spirit says I should pray that there be no surgery. I'm just going to listen to him. Now we pray. This was just before Christmas. Now 2 weeks ago at church, I saw the husband. My wife was with me when I asked him. I said, what date is that surgery going to be? He said, no surgery. The doctor said no surgery. Now afterwards, the husband in the car park, the husband comes to me. That bolstered his faith. I said, you remember you were there when I called your wife, and I said, this is the word of the Lord. That bolstered his faith. He comes to me. He said, I have pain in my knee. I have pain here. You pray for me too, so that God will take care of it. Today, I speak to every situation that you are going through. In Jesus' name, to bow. Yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.